Now, Aisling Kavanagh from Portlaoise is on the line. Hello, Aisling.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
You have some good news. Before you tell us the good news, Aisling, let's go back to 2 weeks ago. All of those dramas start now. They start with a scene and then they go 2 weeks earlier. So that's where we're doing that with you as well. So where were you headed 2 weeks ago?
So I was coming back from work. I work here in Dublin in Parnell Street and was getting the train back from Houston Station down to Portlaoise.
Okay, you were a bit frazzled.
I was running late. I had missed my first train and was heading for the next one to make sure I could get home. A little bit rushed.
Yeah, so at the end of a tough day, getting home, getting the train, loads of commuters there, everybody's trying to find their way, find a seat, all that sort of thing. What happened as you took your seat?
It was just so busy. Everyone was rustling in and I ended up just getting pushed a little bit into the side and my hand hit off the vent and my ring got caught in the vent of the train.
Where is this vent?
Just underneath the window by the seats.
Oh, yes, yes. So it'd be an air conditioning vent, would it?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure at the time what it was. And I was thinking, oh, no, like it's probably an outdoor vent or something to let air out.
Yeah. And had the train started moving at this stage?
Yes.
Oh,
so
right.
I actually didn't have a seat booked. So I was waiting on, you have to wait until the train moves before you can take a pre-booked seat for someone that might not have shown
up.
So the train had just left Houston Station.
So if it was a vent that led to the outside, a bit of your ring could be an inch core.
Yes.
Quite
possibly the most important part of it.
Okay. So this is an engagement ring?
Yes, my engagement ring, yeah.
Right. So what happened then? You knew, you looked at it and what was gone from it?
Yeah, so I knew my hand was caught in the vent. So when I took it away, I could see that the diamond was gone out of my engagement ring. And it's a very plain, simple, gorgeous ring, which is just a band and a diamond. There's no other jazz about it. So I could just see that it was gone and I knew it was in the vent, but I couldn't get to it because the vent is metal and very, very small. So I just had to sit there for 45 minutes before I got off my stop. And
could you not say to anybody there, you know, tickets, please? Could you not say it to that man or that woman?
It's just such a busy train in the evenings, obviously, with people commuting home. And also when you're in shock and you're going, did that just happen? Like, is it really gone? But yeah.
Okay. So who gave you the ring?
Oh, my husband, my lovely husband, David.
Yeah.
Picked me up from the train.
Right. And had you picked it out together?
And David picked it for me.
Did he? Wow, brave enough.
Yeah.
And he got it right.
So that's, yeah, he got it right.
Wow.
He's a great man. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's such a big deal. It's sentimental, right?
Like, yes, of course it is. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well done, David.
I know.
Yeah.
He's not a keeper.
Yeah, he is. Obviously, you married him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you tell David anyway. And
yeah. So I come out of the train station because you have to get off quickly because you're only stopped for a couple of minutes. So I hop off the train, I go down, David's there to collect me and I'm very upset and he's going, are you okay? What happened? And I told him what happened. He said, we'll get you another one. I said, I don't want another one. I just want,
yes.
Yeah, it's the sentimental value of it.
Yeah. That's the one you proposed to me with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I said yes. Now we're married, spending the rest of our life together, all of that sort
of.
Yeah. All of those things wrapped up in that little ring. Yeah. Okay. So what do you ring Irish Rail? Is that what you do?
No. So actually, I was still at a loss at what to do, if it would even be worthwhile inquiring, because I didn't know if it was an external vent or what happened. And by chance, I was speaking with one of my colleagues here at work and was telling her what happened. And she said, oh, I know someone who works at Irish Rail. I'll check with them. Is it possible to query it? So she put me in contact with a lovely man, which I'm forever grateful to have met, Pat, who was actually working as a technician and was able to say, yeah, look, we can take a look for it. Doesn't mean we're going to find it, but we'll have a look. So,
and how did you know? Did you take note of the carriage number or something? Or
So no, because I didn't have a seat booked, I didn't know what seat I was in, yeah. But I knew what platform I had gotten onto, what carriage I was in and where I was sitting. So Pat asked me to draw my map, and I'm not an artist, but it did the job.
Right.
And they were able to find exactly where I was sitting.
Okay. No promises made by Pat.
No, of course not, right? Like, you can't.
No.
And I was, even if I honestly didn't think anything would come of it. And no matter what, I was just so grateful that the team at Irish Rail were so willing to help, right? And even look into it. It was incredible.
And then?
And then, Gutthubben, on Thursday evening.
Well, not exactly. It wasn't Gutthubben. Go on.
I got a text from my friend to say, I'm here with Pat, and sent me pictures of my diamond on the kitchen table. So they had found it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And they all lived happily ever after.
I know. What a story, though. I was blown away by the kindness of everyone. It's... The team at Irish Rail are so fantastic, and Pat and his team were so great to even, you know, the trains come in for service every kind of 2 weeks or so. So to call it in and keep it an extra hour, right, while they while they open the vent. So I'm very, very grateful.
What
They're an amazing team.
Brilliant story for a Monday afternoon.
Good news.
Yeah, yeah. So what you bring that in, the jeweller sticks it back on.
Yeah, so I am yet to bring it in. I'm going to bring it in this weekend and just get it reset into the ring and maybe add a little bit of protection to it. Ask him to tighten it a little bit so it doesn't happen again.
And the moral of the story, Aisling, is, I don't know, is there a moral?
The kindness still exists.
Yes,
and that,
that's it.
You know,
that's
there's
it.
Really great people out there. So honestly, blown away by the kindness and... the generosity of everyone's time, right?
Yeah, great.
It's not a sentimental item to everyone, but it certainly is to me.
Yeah, well, that's, and thanks so much for sharing the story, and many more happy years to you and the keeper, David. And well done to Pat and everybody at Irish Rail. Thanks, Aisling. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you
a good
so
day.
Much.
See you now. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.